What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, D-Maze. Mind Games Uncut Radio. It's 10:11 p.m. in ATL. Hope everybody's doing well. We are back in this thing. Just got done with the podcast. Oh, man. And I just got through watching Versus. So what do y'all think before we get into the topic tonight? Who won the battle between Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One? Let me tell y'all something. This is funny. Much as I was into hip hop, I used to rap, produce, all that, right? I don't know. Versus, I understand it was something that Swiss Beatz them came up with, you know, in the time of the pandemic and stuff, and we needed stuff for people who's at home, but it's cool though. It's real creative, you know what I'm saying? Bringing real hip hop back. I'm just glad they brought some real hip hop back, y'all. I mean, the garbage is out now. How could y'all listen to that shit? It have no substance. It's pure garbage. They're not talking about nothing. The same old shit with the same old beats. Cats are not creative. Anyway, that's beside the point. I loved it. I'm a KRS-One fan. I love Big Daddy Kane. I've had his tapes back in the day, his cassettes and all that. It's just like KRS-One. I think KRS-One just had more, you know, his catalog was bigger, larger. You know, had more hits, but at the end of the day, them brothers brought it back. They love each other. They not showing nothing but love. That's what hip hop is all about. You know what I'm saying? These young bucks don't know nothing about hip hop. They don't understand the culture. To me, they just created a whole new style of music. It's not even hip hop. But that being said, I enjoyed it, man. I really, really enjoyed it. And I hope we can get more like that. And I start watching Versus if you bring something like that, some real hip hop, instead of, you know, the same bullshit. Anyway, y'all. So yeah, man. You know, I always say it's gonna be short. This is gonna be short because I gotta get some rest. I gotta get up early. I gotta do an interview tomorrow with Lachey Mixon. She's a credit repair specialist, and I'm gonna interview her. I gotta get all my stuff together for that tomorrow. And just trying to do some big things, y'all. Trying to really make some moves and make sure. And please, y'all, support this. Please, y'all, share this and follow me. Trying to get the audience up here on Spotify. I mean, I know it's all about algorithms and stuff like that, and we're working on that. But I appreciate those who are listening. You know what I'm saying? We most definitely trying to get it up a little bit more. And let your friends know about Mind Games Uncut Radio Podcast. I'm telling y'all, we got big things coming. I'm about to change it up a little bit, about to revamp this whole thing. But one step at a time, y'all. One step at a time. I hope y'all doing all right. I know, you know, it's getting kind of late, so we're gonna make it short and sweet. And you know, so I'm basically saying this episode is about just cherishing your life. You know, don't take stuff for granted. You know, life is not long as people think. You know, yeah, you might think you live 70 to 80 years old. You might think that's a long time, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's not. And I'm just saying, just expect the unexpected. That's something I always teach my kids. Expect the unexpected, because you never know when things, you might get that news. You know what I'm saying? You might get that checkup and they tell you, oh, we found something, or, you know what I'm saying? Or just, you know, some people even get it to the point, they get bad news saying, oh, you only got 3 to 6 months to live. Even if they say you got a year to live, man, that will scare the hell out of me. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, okay, I haven't time, especially if you're young. Think about it. If they tell you you only have 6 months to live, what in the hell will be going through your mind right now? You all made plans to do this. See, that's why we try to tell people. It's cool to make plans. You got to plan for the future. You got to plan for your next generation. You got to set stuff in place, right? But just knowing that you're going to die. Do you really want to know when you're going to die? Think about it. Do you really, really want to know when you're going to take your last breath? When you're going to actually see the sky, the moon, the sun, the grass, your children, your wife, your mother, your father, your friends? You know, they say the eyes is, what they say, the window to the soul, or, yeah, mirrors to the soul, to that effect. I believe that. But most people take life for granted because most people think they're going to live to be 100 years old, and that's a goddamn lie. Especially how most of y'all eat and you really don't take care of yourself. A lot of y'all don't exercise. At least do that part if you're not going to eat right. But be honest with you, the eating part is what's important. But, and that's another thing. You knowing that you got one body, one life to live. You're not Catwoman. You got not 9 lives, or, you know, all that bullshit. You got one life. You should take care of that body as much as you can. If you don't, you know what happens. It happens all the time in our community, right? We deprive ourselves from living a healthy lifestyle, and we go out here and just do all kind of stuff, and then, you know, we mess our bodies up, and anything you know, we up in the hospital. They shoot stuff up in us, trying to keep us alive, and anything you know, you gone. That's what I'm saying. Don't take life for granted. Take care of yourself. Eat right. Eat healthy. I ain't saying you gotta be a vegan. I'm not saying you gotta be a Presbyterian or anything like that. I'm just saying eat in moderation, because what you put in your body, 9 times out of 10, we're gonna take you out. If you put bullshit in your body, I'm telling you, man, and y'all know among all people, hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes. I mean, we can go down to the women problems and stuff, you know, breast cancer, prostate cancer, you know what I'm saying, for the guys. I mean, it's, we shouldn't have to deal with this stuff if we take care of ourselves, y'all. Don't take life for granted. Don't think, oh, I feel good. Then you go in and they tell you something else. You'll be like, God damn it. Then you'll be stressed, because stress leads to death. Most people die because they found out they got something and they just can't shake it off their head. And it's hard not to think about it. I'd be the same way. I'm not saying I go kill myself, but I'm just saying I'd be like, damn. I mean, come on. I'm human. I'm supposed to have these feelings, these thoughts. You know, the mystery of the unknown. People are scared of the unknown. You know, some people you don't know. You know, we hear all these things, they say heaven and hell, nobody don't know. Some people say they've been hit, they left and they came back. You know, that might have been some deep thought dream you had. I'm not saying people have died and came back. I don't know. I believe in the energy. I believe energy flows. That makes sense to me. We are all connected to the planet. That makes sense to me. We're connected to the universe. It's endless. We use these bodies, right? But at the end of the day, your mind controls everything. Everything's mental. Your mind telling you, your toes to wiggle, your fingers to move, the eyeballs to move, left to right. Your mind is telling you that. So you take the mind. Is that the conscious? Really, it's the mind is the conscious. That's that movie. It was a movie. So basically, they found how to take your soul. It's like a pearl. And put it in other bodies so you can keep on living. It's a movie. God, what's that, man? That movie was a white girl. She was a star. That movie was crazy. That movie was crazy as hell. I'm like, something to think about. And the guy, you know, they kept saying how many bodies he been in. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, these people, I'm telling these people know some stuff, y'all. And like I said, I'm not knocking people from what you believe in. But respect everybody's wishes, because at the end of the day, y'all, at the end of the day, we all gonna die. We all gonna die. Unless there's some y'all vampires or something I don't know about, but you're gonna die in the physical, in this body. Energy never dies. For all I know, energy never dies, right? So, yeah, man, that being said, that's something to think about, man. Enjoy life. Do positive things here. Enjoy your family. Enjoy nature. Do the best you can. You know, you can make life easy for yourself too. I'm not saying you can't live a wealthy lifestyle and do your thing, but at the same time, it's about what you leave behind and the type of person you are. So yeah, man. You know, we all gonna die. We all gotta accept that. Some people don't wanna accept that. Some people don't wanna talk about that. But it is what it is. But anyway, y'all. Always think positive. Help your fellow neighbor. And that being said, I am out of peace.